This segment of the Radio Realtors has been pre-recorded for replay at this time.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighborhood.
All right, welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank and I are praying that your family is hanging in there during these crazy times we're in right now. And as a reminder, Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors, we are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are very active realtors, even now, in this time, that help our listeners just like you buy and sell homes every single day right here in Northern California.
That's right. We're just doing things a little differently. And as always, when you call us on our hotline number at 916-269-3337, we won't pass you on to someone else. Robert and I will work with you personally.
And now more than ever, the Radio Realtors is the best place for you to be if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get your best deal on a home with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program. And that has mortgage lenders that can close your loan in as little as 10 to 21 days. We have outstanding interest rates right now and little to no money out of your pocket.
And if you're a potential home seller and considering putting your home on the market, we can help you get top dollar for your home safely and effectively.
And we do that, Frank, with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that game plan will advertise your home to more buyers than anybody else. And it includes highlighting your home on our radio show and a Matterport virtual tour and a virtual open house at no extra cost.
That's right. Even in these unusual times, the Radio Realtors do it all here when it comes to real estate. And we've got a great show for you today.
Yeah, we're going to cover some important topics. Number one is how the coronavirus is impacting the housing market.
Are you clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage?
That's a good one. And then six things that home sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy.
And we're also going to share a few great listings that you might want to see this weekend or this coming week.
Yeah, so if you would like to connect with us anytime, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline. That number is 916-269-3337. That number again, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And once again, you can call us today, and even with the current situation with the coronavirus, we can still have you in a home in 10 to 21 days from today.
Yeah. And Rob, most first-time home buyers are still unaware that as your realtors, we work for you for free, absolutely free.
That's right, Frank. So let us use our expertise to get you into the home of your dreams, and nobody will outwork our team here at the Radio Realtors.
So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Well, we're going to start off with welcoming you to the spring home buying season. And normally, the peak months for not only the housing supply, but also the number of home buyers shopping for houses. And the reason for this being a hot time is because most families typically want to move when the kids are out of school. The warmer weather also usually makes open houses more enjoyable, landscaping easier to evaluate, and inspections more comprehensive. Even though it's generally thought of as the best time of year to buy a house, there are downsides to the spring market. For starters, you've got more competition from other home buyers, bidding wars, and you tend to have a little less negotiation power.
I picked up a few words that you said there, Rob. They were normally, typically, usually, and generally, meaning this spring home buying season is not business as usual.
That's right, Frank. You know, with the spread of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus and having it officially being declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization, if you're already in the market for a house, all of this uncertainty might have you worried about the housing market.
So, Rob, since we are practicing social distancing, I've been checking the Rate-A-Till Realtors hotline and text line for questions and comments. And the first question I see coming in is from Jennifer from Rockland, and she is asking, will COVID-19 cause the housing market to flop like it did during the financial crisis back in 2008?
This is a great question. Thanks for listening to the show, Jennifer, and thank you for a great question. You know, in the past, low inventory and super low mortgage rates would typically, using that word again, set the stage for a highly competitive home buying season. While recessions usually have only a small effect on the housing market, the coronavirus is making life and markets anything but normal, though.
Right, Rob. And we do have some pretty good data on this. Now, if you have listened to this show for any period of time, you know that we are not very big fans of Zillow.
That's right, Frank. But even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. And Zillow, to their credit, recently put together a study on housing during previous pandemics. And this is good info here, and it's going to help us answer Jennifer's question. Zillow discovered that while home sales dropped quite a bit during an outbreak, home prices stayed about the same or maybe only suffered a slight decrease.
Interesting. Yeah, this makes sense because it's harder for prices to change when there are fewer transactions.
So in simple terms, previous pandemics have simply just slowed the market or home sales down a bit, and they don't totally disrupt the housing market. So what we're trying to say to you, Jennifer, is that Robert and Frank here at the Radio Realtors, we don't believe that the coronavirus will cause the housing market to flop like the financial crisis back in 2008-2009.
Okay, so Rob, another question we just received on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337 is from Evie in Roseville. And she is asking, has the coronavirus pushed mortgage rates lower?
You know, this is a great question, Evie. And I actually just talked to two of our preferred mortgage lenders this morning about this very thing. And the answer here is a bit complicated on this, but the Federal Reserve has implemented two emergency interest rate cuts, and that was since the coronavirus outbreak, bringing the yield on Treasury bonds to almost 0%. Now, when investors start feeling that the stock market is too risky, like right now, they sell their stocks and they buy bonds.
And Rob, that increased demand pushes the price of bonds higher, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the higher the price of bonds, the lower the interest payment, which is called the yield, is relative to the price.
And so when bond yields are lower, mortgage rates are lower as well.
Exactly. So the short answer to Evie is yes. For the most part, rates are remaining at historic lows right now, partly due to the coronavirus. And in fact, we are seeing rates locked in right now at 2.875, 3%, 3.25%, even 3.375. But these are really incredible interest rates. So before we go to break, we are going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Cutie in Cameron Park, and this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,600 square foot, beautifully updated townhome in an amazing area of Cameron Park. It's walking distance to Cameron Park Country Club. And talk about a staycation home. When you walk up to the home, you're going to go through this private courtyard, and it's ideal for relaxing, enjoying coffee or a glass of wine or even light dinner. And if you like to cook, you're going to be in luck because this home has a completely remodeled kitchen with granite countertops, updated appliances, soft closing cabinet drawers, and plenty of cabinet space, including a pantry. Cutie in Cameron Park has new top-of-the-line Reedville pine laminate throughout the home. And not only does the home have a courtyard in the front, but the back door leads to a private outside patio where you can entertain and barbecue. Upstairs, you're going to find spacious bedrooms and double sinks in the upstairs bathroom, and you can even check out the view of the Sierra from the windows upstairs. And then downstairs, there's one full bedroom, one full bathroom, and even a surprise laundry closet in the downstairs bedroom. This is priced at just $369,999. This could be your everyday home or a weekend getaway. And if you would like to see Cutie in Cameron Park, text Cutie to 916-269-3337. That's Cutie to 916-269-3337. We can set up a personal showing for you, or even take you on a personalized video tour or a virtual tour. Text Cutie to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors Radio Show. A recent survey has come out saying that most consumers are clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage and buy a home.
Rob, clueless is a pretty strong word.
I would agree, but we can tell you that many people are unaware that you don't need perfect credit and that there are down payment assistance programs and mortgage loans that require little to no money out of your pocket.
At the Radio Realtors, we have a home buying strategy that could have you pre-approved in minutes.
And living in that home in as little as 10 days. And our home buying strategy has worked for hundreds of our clients.
It can work for you too.
Call or text us right now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 3337.
916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Okay, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And Frank and I are broadcasting from two separate places today. I'm here at the studio, and Frank is practicing what we call safe social distancing at an undisclosed location somewhere in Rancho Cordova. Right, Frank?
That would be correct, Rob.
All right. So we're talking to you today about how the coronavirus is impacting the housing market. And the first question that we actually got on this was from Jennifer in Rockland. And she was asking, will COVID-19 cause the housing market to flop like it did during the financial crisis in 2008? And we had some great information from Zillow on this, but basically we're saying that previous pandemics have simply just slowed home sales down a bit. They don't usually totally disrupt the housing market. So what we think is that the coronavirus will not cause the housing market to flop like it did during the financial crisis of 2008. and 2009. And then the second question we got was from Evie in Roseville, and she's asking, has the coronavirus pushed mortgage rates lower? And the answer is yes. We are seeing extremely good rates right now. In fact, some of our clients have locked in at 2.75%. 2.875, 3%, 3.25%, 3.375. I mean, literally, these are some of the best rates we've ever seen. Right, Frank?
You bet. So, Rob, the next question we have is from a gentleman named Nick in Sacramento, and he is asking, where does the housing market currently stand?
Well, that is a good question, Nick. And the answer to this question, it's slightly easier to answer than some of the other ones we are getting, so thank you for that. We appreciate it. The housing market going into the pandemic could be described with one word, and that word was tight.
Yeah, true. And in the greater Sacramento area, the home values have continued to go up.
You know, and while the nation as a whole is suffering from housing shortages, the greater Sacramento area's available homes for sale dropped a dramatic 18.9% year over year in January.
Yes, and the housing market in other areas isn't much better off. Supply is at near record lows nationwide, and demand is near an all-time high.
Right. Now, back in 2008, in that financial crisis, we saw both the housing and stock markets drop literally at the same time. But the housing market isn't typically tied to swings in the stock market because people don't buy homes purely as an investment.
That's correct. Housing is a basic need, and the decision to buy one is usually driven by entering a new stage of life.
Right, like maybe a newly married couple moving in together and buying their first house.
Or a couple having a baby needs more space to accommodate the new addition. So they are moving from an apartment to a house.
And we're also seeing empty nesters who have more house than they really need after their kids go to college or just move out. So they are downsizing to a smaller house.
A recession doesn't change these circumstances for people. Even in full-blown recessions, the housing market is incredibly durable.
Yeah, and in some previous recessions, home prices have actually gone up. So we got that.
Good. Okay, so Rob, the next question is from a gentleman named Edward in Rockland again. And he is asking, I was planning on buying a new home this summer. Are home builder supply lines being interrupted by the coronavirus?
Wow, that is an awesome question. And the short answer is yes, because over 30% of home building materials come from China. And that's according, not according to me, but according to the National Association of Home Builders.
Yeah, not to mention more finished products like bathtubs, sinks, and appliances. These supply lines have been disrupted as well.
So these things could delay home construction at a time when we have finally picked that back up. But even so, home builder confidence has been way up in recent months, and that's according to the National Association of Home Builders as well.
Yeah, this signals that builders are more inclined to start construction on homes, especially once we're past the coronavirus.
Yeah, but if those supply lines are interrupted, it could slow down the pace of home building and also contribute to more inventory shortages.
But if you're interested in new builds, we can set you up with a list of specific areas and new home developments.
Yeah, right. We can keep you up to date on all the new subdivisions and what's going on, their latest releases. All you got to do is give us a call at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. 3337, or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com.
So, Rob, the next question is from Steve in Rosemont, and he is asking the question, if we were him, how would we approach things as a home buyer heading into this spring home buying season?
Well, the conditions were set for the spring being an incredibly competitive housing market. And before COVID-19, inventory was low, demand was high, and mortgage rates were super low. But even with the coronavirus situation, all of these things are still very true.
So, Rob, what about selling your home right now? Would you say that now is actually a good time to put your home on the market?
Well, the coronavirus is forcing some things to change, and realtors, mortgage lenders, home buyers, and home sellers are really needing to learn to adapt.
Yeah, one of the changes that you and I at the Radio Realtors are implementing includes going virtual.
Yeah, right now we're foregoing open houses. And with showings, we're giving people the chance to either have a virtual tour, a Skype session, or a FaceTime showing. Or if they would like to see something in person, we will absolutely try to arrange that as well. And with technology, the Radio Realtors have really opened the door up to make this process as, I guess, sanitary as possible. But our main aim here is to make sure your home buying or your home selling experience is safe.
Yeah. And if we are able to physically show a house, we are absolutely making sure both the seller and the buyer are okay with in-person showings.
Yeah. One of the interesting things about the spring housing market is we know that the people that are buying and selling houses right now, they're very serious.
We also think that people that are buying homes at this time have a distinct edge, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, we do. The mortgage interest rates are at a 50-year low right now. And because of the coronavirus, some potential home buyers have decided to sit on the sidelines. And this has opened up a window of time when what we call smart home buyers, they might be able to get a very low interest rate and potentially negotiate some great terms and even some seller paid closing costs that they wouldn't have been able to snag in a regular housing market.
Now, you sellers can capitalize as well due to the fact that home buyers that are looking at buying in the midst of the coronavirus are serious. We are still seeing multiple offers on certain homes that are dialed in and homes in popular neighborhoods.
Yeah, we've had some potential home sellers who have said that they have to list right now or they want to list their home right now to capitalize on high demand, low inventory, and the buyers that are holding pre-approvals for these once-in-a-lifetime interest rates.
Yeah, so if you're a potential home buyer or home seller, Robert and I would honor the opportunity to help you.
Yeah, if you're a potential home buyer, let's do a Zoom call or a conference call, and we can go over our certified home buyer strategy that can help you get a great home even now.
And if you're a potential home seller, we can do a virtual property analysis to let you know what your home value is.
Plus, we can lay out the Radio Realtor's tiered home selling strategy to pick out the best ways to sell your home and not just list your home.
So reach out to us on the Radio Realtor's hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or you can go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. Once again, the phone number, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com.
Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to BlueWaterCredit.com. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
To help alleviate feelings of loneliness, Eschaton is expanding their telephone research program to offer older adults a way to stay connected during the current health crisis. Trained Eschaton volunteers are ready to call you daily to conduct a wellness check, offer social conversation, and provide valuable resources during these uncertain times. Calls are free and can be as brief as 2 minutes or as long as 60 minutes, depending on the needs of each person. Eschaton is also now accepting donations on our website to support the program and to purchase groceries for delivery to program participants. To donate, go to eschaton.org/giveback. Select Donate Now and where the need is greatest. If you or someone you know could benefit from hearing a friendly voice, offering daily reassurance, and a little conversation, please visit eschaton.org/TR or call 866-375-2866.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we've been discussing with you how the coronavirus is impacting the housing market. And if you missed those two segments, we implore you to go to our Facebook page, The Radio Realtors, with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you can download the podcast or listen to the podcast right from our Facebook page. And you probably can be able to do that by the beginning of the week. So make sure you check that out. But if you missed that part, you missed a lot of great information. And just to let you know, we don't think the sky is falling. We are in multiple offer situations on many of the homes that we're dealing with, and things are different, but the market is hot right now, and people are still buying homes. They're still selling homes. We're just doing things a little bit differently. A lot of virtual open houses, a lot of virtual tours until we can get our clients in to view the homes in person, and we're even doing that as well. So give us a call. We'd love to work with you, whether you're a home seller or you're a home buyer, because we have strategies for both, and they work 100% of the time. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And once again, 916-269-3337. Now, Frank, you know, there was a recent survey from Fannie Mae, and it showed that many consumers continue to be under a lot of wrong assumptions about what it takes to get a mortgage, and that may be holding them back from even trying to get a mortgage.
Yeah, Rob, even though a lot of mortgage information is now available online, most consumers still overestimate the minimum credit score and down payment needed to qualify for a mortgage.
Yeah, many consumers are also unfamiliar with the low down payment programs out there, according to Fannie Mae and that survey that they did of 3,000 people. And more consumers also report seeing their credit scores recently, yet nearly half could not recall what their credit score was.
Yeah, the lack of knowledge of the requirements for a mortgage is widespread, even amongst current homeowners, the study shows. Economists say that current sources of mortgage education and information are lacking.
Yeah, the survey also shows that even those actively planning to become homeowners in the next few years, including those who should be exposed to more information, are only slightly more confident or knowledgeable than people who haven't been exposed to much information at all about mortgages.
Yeah, the authors of the survey are urging the mortgage and real estate industries to share more information about the requirements and the process to qualify for a mortgage.
That's why we're here at the Radio Realtors, right, Frank?
You bet.
Yeah, so they're also asking for customized information when someone is deciding to buy a home, showing payment information, what a potential home buyer can afford, what types of mortgages are available, and the timelines to get that process completed.
Fannie Mae conducted a similar survey back in 2015, and the results have not improved much about Americans' knowledge about the mortgage process.
Yeah, for some Americans who would like to own a home, they could qualify for a mortgage, but they may assume that home ownership is just not a possibility. And as a result, potential homebuyers may avoid further research or planning, such as saving for a down payment or maybe improving their credit.
Yeah, so if you've been thinking about buying a home but aren't sure if you can qualify, we want to be a resource for you. We have worked with dozens of our listeners, just like you, who have called us.
Yeah, and we're going to connect you with one of our PMLs, and those are our preferred mortgage lenders. And they can have you pre-approved in minutes. They can do this over the phone or at least virtually. And you're going to be knowing exactly what your options are, what your payments would be, and then we can take you looking at homes.
And even though right now with this coronavirus, it may be a little harder to get you in to see some homes in person, the pre-approval process doesn't take years or even months. It only takes days.
Yeah, and you could call us today, and even with the current situation, you can still have a home in 10 to 21 days from today.
And Rob, most first-time buyers are still unaware that as your realtors, we work for absolutely free.
Yeah, right. So let us use our expertise to help you get the home of your dreams. We'd love to do that for you. We do that for people every single day. This is something that we do. We talk to people. So nobody will outwork us here at the Radio Realtors. We guarantee that.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
All right. So, you know, we've been talking about buyers and sellers today, and we're going to segue into our next topic. But that realtor-seller relationship is one that is like no other. So no other professional is going to spend the majority of their client time in the client's actual home under normal circumstances.
As listing agents, we can get very close to our sellers, not just physically, maybe a little less now, but mentally and the most important, emotionally.
Now, because we as your agents see you in this somewhat vulnerable setting and for an extended period of time, sometimes these special bonds, they do form.
Yes, that line between the business and the personal sometimes blurs, and your sellers sometimes feel so comfortable that you indulge in some behaviors that can drive their agents absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so here are six things that sellers do that can drive us realtors a little bit nuts and reduce your chances for a successful sale at the best price and in the shortest amount of time.
So the number one thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is failing to keep your home clean.
Yeah, this is a big one. So when your home is on the market, it needs to be ready for showing at a moment's notice, even in this time period that we're in with the coronavirus. That means that you need to be seller aware 24/7.
Yep, right, Rob. If you're serious about selling, keeping things tidy is par for the course. But you also want to make a plan to remove dog toys and kid toys from the floor.
Yeah, so before you list your home, move out the stuff that you won't need until you settle into your new home.
Yeah, make a particular space in a closet or storage bin for the day-to-day stuff that can turn off potential buyers.
Yeah, you know, Frank, I had a client that had two plastic bins that they used to pack up their day-to-day things super fast. And they quickly threw stuff into bins and loaded those bins into their minivan with their kids and left the house. And doing this kind of thing, especially in our current environment, will ensure a positive experience for prospective buyers.
Yep. Okay, that takes us to number two that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy: insisting your home is unique.
Yeah, your home is no doubt very special to you. You've built memories there, tracked major life events, and you've used it as more than just a place to lay your head at night.
When it comes time to sell, though, it's often hard to think of your home as a product on the open market.
Right, and because of your emotional attachments to your house, you may feel your home is one of a kind, and because of that, you feel that your home might be worth a lot more.
When this happens, you might find yourself resisting your agent's pricing advice. But this is where you want to take a step back and consider if you're truly ready to sell.
Yeah, resisting to listening to our advice may be a sign that you're not yet willing to maybe emotionally detach. So keep in mind that an overpriced home, even in a strong market, will usually sell for less than a home priced well right from the beginning. And before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number two. We're calling this one Sweet in Sacramento, and this is a gorgeous two-bedroom, one-bath bungalow-style home in Rosemont. And this is a stunning remodel on this home. It features a brand new roof and gutters, new dual pane windows throughout, brand new patios off the sliders in the backyard, an all new kitchen with new cabinets and appliances, a new 5-burner gas stove with a stainless steel drop down range hood, new sink and faucet and tile backsplash, stainless steel dishwasher, all new luxury vinyl plank flooring. Everything is new in the bathroom, including a new walk-in shower with new glass doors, a new toilet, vanity and mirror, new ceiling fans in both bedrooms, plus new mirrored closet doors. It has new recessed lighting in the living room, kitchen, and hall, new paint inside and out, a new walkway to the front door, new landscaping and new sprinkler systems, front and backyards. It has a brand new water heater, new window blinds throughout, and you can even see the virtual tour if you'd like on this one. This is a gorgeous move-in ready home. It is priced at $295,000. So if you'd like to see Sweet in Sacramento, text the word SWEET to 916-269-3337. That is the word SWEET to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the hawk.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming down the home stretch of the show, and we wanted to remind you that if you missed our first couple of topics, the first one was how the coronavirus is impacting the housing market, and the second one was are you clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage? Because a recent survey found that many people are. If you missed those two topics, make sure that you go to our Facebook page, The Radio Realtors, with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. And at the beginning of the week, we will have the podcast for the show, so you'll be able to listen to it in its entirety.
Yeah, Rob, you know, not being biased, but, you know, in this current market that we're in the economic situation with the coronavirus, I have to tell you, this is probably one of the most content-rich shows we've done to really help people get an understanding of where we're at and what to do. And we've got a plan that can help you either sell your home or find one. But go back and listen to the podcast. This is content rich and useful information.
Yeah, and you can listen to all of our shows on podcasts as well. So you can go back to episodes before. But what we're trying to do, like Frank said, is give you the most current, up-to-date information and not give you something that's canned. So wrapping up the show, we're talking to you about our six common homeowner behaviors that can make us listing agents lose our minds or at least go a little bit crazy. And the number one thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is failing to keep your home clean. Man, that is so important. And we talked to you about one of our clients that had two plastic bins that they had dogs and kids, and they would just load up all those things, even dirty dishes sometimes, and get everything in those bins, and boom, they were gone. So it's really, really important to keep your home very, very clean, especially in the midst of the coronavirus. The second thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is insisting your home is unique. You know, we know that you have an emotional attachment, but sometimes that emotional attachment can get in the way of what's actually reality. So we want to make sure that you take a step back and consider if you're truly ready to sell, if you're letting that emotional attachment keep you from seeing things clearly.
So that leads us to the number three thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is sticking around during showings or an open house.
Yeah, this is a big one. You know, the reason that real estate agents don't want sellers hanging around when potential home buyers arrive is because while you may be perfectly friendly and agreeable, your presence there can alienate potential home buyers or make them just feel uncomfortable without you even knowing it, especially now with the coronavirus situation.
Yeah, buyers want to really check out your home because your home is their potential new home. That means they need to feel free to open closets, poke around in the cabinets, and make comments to their spouse or their kids.
Yeah, and if you don't think that this happens, it totally, totally does. I mean, people want to open closets, they want to look through cabinets and things like that to see if there's space in there for your things so that they can make sure there's space in there for their things. And your presence prevents them from getting to know your home, and it totally can backfire. If you're desperate to find out what's going on at an open house, or once we get those going again, or how buyers are responding to looking at your home in person, make a plan to speak with us, your agents.
Yeah. So we will get the lowdown on what the buyers thought about your home.
Definitely so. So the number four thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is holding out for extra money at the very last minute.
A home sale negotiation can be a very rocky road, even in normal markets without the coronavirus.
Yeah, and say if you sense the market is in your favor, you may second guess the list price because you're seeing activity quickly, particularly in the form of multiple offers.
It's a great and powerful feeling, but imagine if an attempt to squeak out an additional $5,000 from a serious buyer, you pit them against a not-so-great buyer, and you lose both.
It does happen, much to the dismay of us, your listing agents, who advocate working with the best buyer with the best terms and not necessarily just the highest offer.
In other words, you should always be thinking of the big picture, which isn't always the same as the highest offer.
Yeah, the number five thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is becoming unreasonable after a home inspection leads a buyer to a request for repairs. Now, don't get us wrong here. There are some buyers who are completely unreasonable when it comes to home inspections.
Right. They will ask for the moon and think the home should be completely perfect.
Yeah, some buyers will even go so far as presenting a laundry list of dozens of items, and this is not what we're talking about here.
Right, Rob. So issues with your home will have to be fixed if you hope to sell it.
Yeah, some of those. And if the problem is something that you can expect any buyer to want fixed, you might want to deal with that problem right away. Let's say you have a broken HVAC system or a leaking roof or a broken hot water heater.
If any normal buyer would expect to have a particular problem corrected, then you will want to fix it and keep the process moving.
Yeah, and if you have to put your home back on the market because of the home inspection, that can cause more problems than it's worth. And this is why we explain to our clients when you list with us, and we do this all the time, how important it is to prepare for the home inspection.
Right. And just a little bit of extra timing preparing your home for the market can go a long way.
Yeah, we agree with this. And that might mean that you want to do your inspections like a pest inspection and even a whole house inspection in advance so that the buyers do not have to do it. So the number six thing that sellers do that can drive us realtors crazy is neglecting to clean up for the new buyer.
So true, Rob. Leaving the house and yard a disaster area on the day of closing is always a bad idea.
Yeah, the last thing we as your realtors want is on the day of the closing is to get a call from the buyer's agent stating that you left a disaster for the buyer to deal with.
Leave the home like you would want to find it if you bought it. This is common courtesy.
Yeah, and most real estate contracts will spell out the fact that the home needs to be in broom clean condition at a minimum. So clean your home and deliver it in great condition to the buyers.
Not only will the new buyers appreciate the gesture, but they're more likely to be on your side if you need them in the future for favors like forwarding mail or packages.
Yeah, so in the final analysis as a seller, you want to sell your home for the highest amount that you can get in the shortest amount of time.
Being aware of the six behaviors we just covered can help you and us, your agents, achieve the desired outcome.
And believe us when we say that as your realtors, we want nothing more than to get you every single dollar that we can for your home. It's in our best interest.
So if you would like a free virtual home pricing analysis, give us a call today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
That's right. And we can even go over our tiered marketing plan that includes a 3D virtual tour and showcasing your home on this radio show.
And you know, Rob, we have sold many homes via virtual tours and sharing them here on the Radio Realtors radio show with our amazing listeners and other realtors and mortgage professionals who listen to our show.
Yeah, so if you're interested in listing your home or getting that free market analysis, give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And before we go, we are going to give you our audio open house number three. We're calling this one Rich in Roseville, and this is a gorgeous move-in ready single-story, three-bedroom, two-bathroom, nearly 1,700-square-foot solar home located in the fantastic Chelsea at Stone Ridge Subdivision. The amenities included are upgraded 18-inch tile floors throughout, granite counters and stainless steel Whirlpool appliances in the kitchen, stainless French door refrigerator included in the sale as well, a large master bedroom with dual closets, dual sinks, and a large walk-in shower with dual shower heads. The home features an alarm system, a fire suppression system, fully finished two-car garage complete with epoxy floors, built-in overhead storage and shelving. It's fully landscaped, low-maintenance front and backyards that include a custom-designed system paver patio and sitting wall, an outdoor wood-burning fireplace, fully automated drip irrigation system, and a built-in pergola with sunshade ready for entertaining. Some of the best things are there's no HOA fees and it has Roseville Electric. If you'd like to see Rich in Roseville, and it's only priced at $549,900, just text the word Rich right now to 916-269-3337. That is the word Rich to 916-269-3337. So thanks for tuning into the show today. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall. Make it a great weekend, everybody.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors. And if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
To help alleviate feelings of loneliness, Eschaton is expanding their telephone research program to offer older adults a way to stay connected during the current health crisis. Trained Eschaton volunteers are ready to call you daily to conduct a wellness check, offer social conversation, and provide valuable resources during these uncertain times. Calls are free and can be as brief as 2 minutes or as long as 60 minutes, depending on the needs of each person. Eschaton is also now accepting donations on our website to support the program and to purchase groceries for delivery to program participants. To donate, go to eschaton.org/giveback. Select Donate Now and where the need is greatest. If you or someone you know could benefit from hearing a friendly voice, offering daily reassurance, and a little conversation, please visit eschaton.org/TR or call 866-375-2866.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors Radio Show. A recent survey has come out saying that most consumers are clueless about what it takes to get a mortgage and buy a home.
Rob, clueless is a pretty strong word.
I would agree, but we can tell you that many people are unaware that you don't need perfect credit and that there are down payment assistance programs and mortgage loans that require little to no money out of your pocket.
At the Radio Realtors, we have a home buying strategy that could have you pre-approved in minutes.
And living in that home in as little as 10 days. And our home buying strategy has worked for hundreds of our clients.
It can work for you too.
Call or text us right now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Or go to the RadioRealtors.com.
That's the RadioRealtors.com.